But I want you to think about something today. And I don't know exactly how this will come out. I started reading last night and started really concentrating on what God had laid on my heart. And the thought was this: who told you that you were going to heaven? Well, we want to go to heaven, but who told you you're going? God doesn't even say much in the Bible about going to heaven. And you say, preacher, you know, we go out and visit, we witness to people, and what do? Oh, if you want to go to heaven, raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand. You want to walk the street of gold, raise your hand. So people raise their hand. You want to go to heaven? Yeah. Okay, pray this prayer. And so they say, Lord, save me. I'm going to heaven. And so you start thinking about that, but you do not find that God says much about going to heaven. But then I got thinking about when you do certain things, you are going to heaven. What do you have to do to go to heaven? Well, you say, I need to do this and need to do that. And going out to talking to people, I want to tell you some things that I've come in contact with, and you have too, if you witness to people. But let's pray. Father, I need your help. Even though we have the Word of God and the people here that would be blessed if you anoint the preaching of your Word, we'll be helpless and hopeless without it. Useless. We may as well go home or do something else if you're not going to use what you've given. And I pray that you'd bless me, help me, Lord, to be a blessing, and the people that will heed, maybe get one thought or something that they can help someone else. And I'm not going to preach to the ones that are not here. I pray that you'd help us to be a witness wherever we go, and may Christ be glorified. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to keep something in mind. In 1 John chapter 4, the Bible said, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know we the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come. And even now already is it in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, false teachers. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God, and he that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Beloved, let us love one another, and for love is of God. And every one that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. I want you to notice some of the things that God says in these words. Now, if we were writing, we'd probably say this: he sent his only begotten Son into the world that he may go to heaven when he dies. He didn't say anything about heaven. Heaven will come in its time. But the Bible said that we might live through him. So it's some living to do before you get to heaven. And people say, well, I want to go and be with God. And one man talking told us the other day, said, I just think I'll go ahead and commit suicide. Well, what God wants us to do now is to live. Okay, we'll get to heaven after a while. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Well, you get your sins taken care of, you're going to heaven. But here he doesn't say anything about going to heaven. He said, sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. So there's a phrase you can think about as you talk to people and tell them some big words, if you want to. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. So God wants us to have love, and he wants it to be perfected while we're on our way to heaven. Okay, we're going to heaven, so we say, well, I'm saved and going to heaven. Well, look at this. The Bible says his love is perfected in us when we love one another. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. Now, again, you do not see anything about going to heaven, but he says something here that's wonderful. This blessed my heart. Glory to God. I feel like shouting, and I haven't even got started. Because he hath given us of his Spirit. Now, notice this. The wonderful thing that's in your life today is the Spirit of God. And still, he's not saying anything about going to heaven. He's keeping it all on a level, and we need to be where we are and doing what we should be doing and not worried about heaven. Heaven is just in sight, and heaven will just over the way. But I want to say, who told you you're going to heaven? Who's talking about heaven? And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Well, there's again, he's a Savior, but he doesn't say anything about heaven. Now, we go to talk to people, and we talk about heaven, and no sensible person would say, I don't want to go to heaven. But there are some crazy people, some ignorant people that say, we're not going to heaven, and they use Psalm 37 to say that they are not going to heaven. I'm just saying here, the Bible says he sent him to be the Savior of the world. He didn't say one. Okay, well, my goodness, I'm still looking for heaven. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Now he's talking about judgment, but still not talking about heaven. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Judgment day will come, but we find today that we are to live in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar, for he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. Now, you move to chapter 5 of 1 John. Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. My, look at that now. But wait a minute. Oh, if we're born of God, then we're going to sure talk about heaven. And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. I think people, and I'm not saying that we ought to minimize the fact of talking about heaven, but I know today that we've got focused on the glory of God so much and forgotten that Jesus Christ has a purpose and a plan for us before we get to heaven. The Bible says, by this we know. The Bible said, and has begotten of him. And notice this. The Bible said Jesus is the Christ, is born of God. Now, what does that mean? That means you've been born again. But not one time did he mention anything about heaven. Now, people, and every person, I can find a drunkard and he wants to go to heaven. You can see adulterers and fornicators and liars and thieves and everything else, and they want to go to heaven. But I want to tell you what they don't want to do, and the reason they're messing up is because they want to omit what God says, and they want to do what they want to do according to what they design and desire in their life. The Bible said, he that begat loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God, not one time mentioned in heaven. Not one time does it say, if you're born of God, this is what you can have, and you can float in on glory. I'm glad, thank God, we have glory. And I'm glad we have something to shout about. We have something to praise God about. But I'm saying here today, the Bible said, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Jesus said in the book of John, he said, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Well, God, I want to go to heaven. And sometimes people, when they get to a certain point, they decide, and I think about one of the men said the other day in his testimony at the funeral that I went to, he said, I never thought that I would say I wanted to die. But he said, I've suffered with cancer and the different things, and I am ready. I want to go to heaven. But praise God, up until the time he got to this point, he was willing to live a sacrificial life for the glory of God. But I'm glad we can see that God says, he that's born of God, you'll get to heaven, hallelujah. But I want to say we've got something to do before we get there. There's a job, there's a family, there's a hope, there's a joy, and there's a peace that we need to spread. There's a testimony of God's grace and God's mercy, and the word of God ought to be preeminent and predominant. And we ought to say, God, I want to serve you, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is a victory that overcome the world, even our faith. Where did faith enter in? The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Faith is impossible to please God without faith. But he's still not talking about heaven here. He said, but who is he that overcometh the world? He that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness. And notice, that's what I like. It is the witness. It is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. Who told you you're going to heaven? Praise God, you're born of God. I'm glad there's somebody within going to tell you occasionally that you're going to heaven. There's going to be something that's going to bubble up in your soul. And we were at the house the other night, and Lewis was there, and I had the CD on, and Lewis said, wait a minute. He got up from the table. He went on and turned it up. He said, that does something to something down in here. I want to tell you, that blessed my heart. He didn't know what I was studying at the time. And I said, that's a good testimony, that when the blessing of God and the glory of God, and somebody singing, what a beautiful day for Christ to come again. Hallelujah. It ought to stir your soul and praise God forever. And Lewis listened to that. He was listening to the words. He said, listen to that bass and listen to that. What does it do? You're driving down the road, hallelujah, and you're sad and despondent and blue, and you turn on the radio, or you hear something from the glory world. You hear something from the CD. You hear something from what God said, and praise God, you begin to rejoice. You begin to sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And the glory of God flows in your soul. What do you do? Hallelujah. And there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. I'm glad there's someone in heaven witnessing, and there's someone, glory to God, witnessing in my soul. And I'm glad I can get along with God sometime, and I can feel the witness of the Spirit, and I'm glad you can watch people, and you can be encouraged and inspired. Somebody said, Miss Crosby was talking this morning. She says, talking about, boy, Joe Arthur can really preach. I said, sometimes I feel like I look like he preaches. But praise God, I'm glad the witness of the Spirit. I'm glad God has something in your soul that'll stir you. And if you don't have the witness of the Spirit, and if you don't ever feel the presence of Almighty God, I'm saying, I'm not trusting the feeling to take me to heaven. The feeling did not bring salvation. Salvation brought a feeling. I did not go to heaven because I felt good. I'm going to heaven because I believe good. I'm not going to heaven because I rejoice all the time. I'm going to heaven because he is a God of glory, and I'm where God wants me to be, and I'm glad I can feel the Holy Ghost of God working in my heart many times. I'm glad we can feel the Holy Ghost of God working in our heart life. I'm glad we can rejoice because he has something for us. Hallelujah. There are three that bear witness in heaven. I'm glad the Word, the Holy Ghost. I'm glad the Holy Ghost is here today, and I'm glad it's in your soul. Hallelujah, and in your heart. And there are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit. Glory to God. Not talking about going to heaven right now. Said in the earth, and there's the Spirit. We get to heaven after a while. We get to heaven at the end. And in and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Look at what God says, the witness of God. What is that? That is something that brings tears to your eyes and joy to your soul. When you meditate on the things of God, when God answers prayer, when you walk in the light and you fellowship with him, and you can rejoice in that, and that's the witness of the Spirit. Glory to God. And I'll tell you something. To see somebody as polished and dignified as Gary has been so many years, and Tommy back there like this the other week, waving his arms around. Now, it's, some people will do this if they're trying to get a taxi cab. But seeing Tommy waving both arms, now, brother, that blessed my heart. And when I see somebody with tears in their eyes, and I see somebody rejoicing in God, and somebody praising God, and somebody thanking God, and somebody saying hallelujah, and afraid to say amen, glory to God, I'm glad I'm saved. Oh, I wish I could say something. I wish I could. Sometimes you feel like you're going to explode. What is that, glory to God? It's a witness of the Spirit. I'm glad we're in church today, and I'm glad we can bow that let him that is redeemed, the redeemed of the Lord, say so. But I'll tell you what, you can get a feeling, and the feeling can leave. You can be excited, and the excitement die. You can get an answer to prayer, and you start home. And then you say, my goodness, I didn't realize I'm going to face this. Glory to God, I'm glad God's still witnessing. And I'm glad once in a while, occasionally, when you least expect it, hallelujah, he comes up on the other side and said, I'm still with him. You say, I'm going to believe the word of God. I'm going to believe what God says. And I'm glad that we can believe what God says and we can trust in him. And the Bible said in these three bear witness in the earth, the spirit, a capital S, spirit, and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. Not one word about heaven. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God which he hath testified of his Son, he that believeth. Now this gives you how what to do to get that feeling and have that witness. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. Oh, I thought he's fixing to tell me how to go to heaven. He that hath believeth. Well, Jesus said in John 3:16, he that believeth. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But wait a minute. Jesus, you didn't say anything about heaven. Don't worry about heaven. Heaven take care of itself. Heaven's waiting for those that are waiting for heaven, glory to God. We can put on the sign down there, heaven is prepared for those prepared. Though it's prepared for those that are redeemed by the blood. But I'm glad, hallelujah, I can enjoy life until that day comes. Some golden daybreak, Jesus Christ will come. Amen. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness. Oh, my goodness, I thought he was going to tell me how to go to heaven. Well, he did. Sometimes it's right there. You don't see it. We find that the Holy Ghost is what we're looking at. He that believeth on the Son of God hath a witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave with his Son. Not one word about heaven. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life. Oh, my goodness. He gave us eternal life. I thought he was going to tell me, oh, yes, well, how did I get eternal life? Go back to verse 10. Mark verse 10 in chapter 5. He that believeth on the Son. Hallelujah. Hold on to what God gives you. Believe what he says. Amen. And this is a record that God had given to us, eternal life. And this life is in the Son. He that hath the Son hath life. Wait a minute. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Well, he's talking about life. He's not talking about heaven. Well, praise God, you have life. You go into heaven. You get saved by the grace of God. You're going. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Oh, my goodness, he said, that you may go to heaven, no, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. People are anxious to let others, quote, know that they themselves are going to heaven. I am amazed that people live this way or that way, contrary to God's word. And if you ask them if they're going to heaven, they'll say, well, I'm okay, don't worry about me. I read the Bible. I know what the book says. I know this. I know that. And I was Christian. I was confirmed. I was dedicated. I did what they told me to do. And I'm happy with my religion. I said, well, praise God. We need to have a religion that God's satisfied with. And you find here, the Bible tells us that people are anxious. And if you talk to people, okay, try it this week. Ask the person, are you saved? Boy, you get a different attitude, different. If you say, are you a Christian? Most everybody I've said, yes, I'm a Christian. Because they do not know what a Christian really is. But when you look at the Word of God, the Bible says here that he that believeth the Son hath eternal life. What does eternal life do? It takes people to heaven. The Bible says and tells us this, men are willing to tell their greatness and their goodness and how wonderful they are. But we notice this, they want us to know that they are going to heaven. And you look at the people, and I asked someone the other day, I said, tell me why you believe you're going to heaven. Who told you? Who told you? Well, the priest told me. Then I saw another person said, somebody told me what to do. And I said, well, what did they tell you to do? He said, he told me I needed to be baptized. Did you do it? Yes, I've been baptized now because I didn't want to miss heaven. But I'll tell you, God has nothing here for people that will not take what God says on any subject. I don't care who it is, what it is, where it is, or whatever. I'm saying that we need to look at the Word of God, and people want you to know. I want you to know, I go to church. Well, that's not who told you. And oh, I tell you, my Sunday school teacher, I remember she wrote my name down, and I remember Mom and Dad said this. You know what? If something did not happen, if there was, it's not a change, this is what frightens me. And this should frighten any person. If they say they called on God and did not have a change of heart and a change of mind, and the life has not changed, I would not trust that to take me to heaven. Amen. The Bible said if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It didn't say anything about going to heaven by being a new creature. But if you're a new creature, it's because you were born again. And then I want you to notice something else. God wants people to know that what they must do to go to heaven. But God doesn't do it the way we think that he should do it. And I'll show you that from the Bible. Number three, when God sent his Son, it was for people to know what must happen before they could go to heaven. Number four, Jesus died, shed his blood to make us ready for heaven. Number five, Satan wants people to think they are going to heaven. And God wants every Christian to know they're going to heaven. The devil wants everyone to pretend that they are a Christian. God can give you something from the Word of God that can change your life. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. And you don't have to give up friends when you be saved. They'll give you up. They don't even invite me to some of the things that they had for our class reunion. The last time I went, I witnessed to every one of them, and I gave every one of them a gospel tract. And some of them asked me to go and talk to somebody in their family, but they said, they need you. He's a drunk. But you know what? There are thousands of people, millions of people sitting in churches today. They are not drunkards, but they still need Jesus Christ, and they've never been born again. Oh, yes, they can say, my brother needs it because he's this, and my sister needs it because of this, and they need it because of that. I want to tell you, glory to God, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Right. There is none righteous, no, not one. There is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There is not one individual that can say, I'm clean. But praise God, I'm glad that we can look in the Word of God and find the remedy for sin. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Sent his Son. Jesus died on the cross, shed his blood. Satan wants us to think everyone is going to heaven. And I will say this. Actually, most people want to go to heaven, but they do not want to pay the price that they must pay. Oh, I thought Jesus paid it all. Well, one of the fellows they were singing a song saying the other day, Jesus paid it all. Did he get what he paid for? And I preached Wednesday night. And the fellow told me when he started to leave church, he said, preacher, I can tell you were enjoying what you were doing. I sure would hate to be preaching and not enjoy doing it. But I will say there are some messages that you wish you didn't have to preach. And there were some things. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everybody would do what they're supposed to do and would do what they know they ought to do? And you wouldn't have to worry with them. You could be concerned about those that do not know the Savior. Wouldn't that be a wonderful thing? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could find that we need Jesus before we get in jail? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we get right with God before we go down to the valley of the shadow of death? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could serve God when everything... God said, I called you in prosperity, but you would not heed, you would not hear. And I want to tell you, God does drastic measures for people that are not willing to give God what God demands. Number seven, religion is mass confusion on how to go to heaven. And I'll tell you, I can say firsthand, the preachers that I've asked to tell me how to go to heaven, they didn't have the foggiest idea that they were going. And then you have a group of folk, they say, well, I got it, and I hope I can hold it. Well, praise God, I'm glad I have something that can hold me. And I tell you, some people carry their little God around on their shoulder, or they put him down and say, I'm going to worship my God. Glory to God, I'm glad I have a God that made me, and I'm glad he carries me. I'm glad he is my Savior, and I'm glad I can rejoice in him.
Amen.
Mass confusion as to who's going to heaven. Number eight, many have not even heard that there is a heaven. Many people around us have never heard how to go to heaven. We say we're going. And I wonder how many times we pass people that they do not know and they are not concerned because we haven't told them or prayed for them. The Bible tells us what we need to know about heaven, and that's number nine. The Bible tells us what we need to know about heaven. Who told you that you are going to heaven? Number two, let's look at the Bible. Number three, John 3:16 informs us of the new birth. It didn't say anything about heaven. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whosoever believes in him should not perish. He didn't say, you believe on him, you go to heaven. Now think about, and I am amazed and looking, the running references just coming through my mind of the times. The Bible says that the prodigal son said, I am going home to my father, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to say, Father, I have sinned against heaven. I've sinned against heaven. But he's not talking about going there. He just said, I'm sinned against heaven. A man can throw his baby, a woman can throw a baby to the crocodile and think that she's done God a favor, and they're trying to appease heaven. But glory to God, I'm glad God goes deeper than that. He tells us how to go to heaven. And he tells us here, he said, believeth on him, hath everlasting life. He didn't say you're going to heaven. Of course, I know you're going to heaven when you believe on him, trust in him. But I'm saying, God, this is what I really think God, what I felt like was in my heart, is God is showing us we are dealing with heaven too much without dealing with the sin and the things that keep people from receiving Christ as their personal Savior. We're not willing to deal with the sin that is the root of all the problems and heartache and disappointment that we have. Oh, yes, I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Everybody, in their right mind, would want to go to heaven. And we find that it's so important. It informs us of the new birth. Okay, what do we have as a result of the new birth? We have eternal life now, but it's not talking about heaven. Eternal life. Be concerned about eternal life. Be concerned about righteousness and holiness. You find people today, I want to go to heaven, but could I do this and do that? Oh yes, they have a long, long list of things they can or cannot do. I don't tell you something. If a person does not desire to be saved more than they desire the world, and a woman asked me, said, do I have to give this up if I get saved? I said, I'm going to ask you a question. How important is that to you? Would you rather hold on to what you're holding on to and go to hell, or would you rather give it up and get saved? Oh, I think I'd rather get saved. You know what, people, if I can just kind of work the church in at my convenience, if I could just be acceptable with this crowd and this crowd and compromise everything, could I do that? Well, praise God, Jesus talked about eternal life. We have eternal life. Glory to God, we have eternal life now. Number three, Jesus emphasizes eternal life, not heaven. Amen. I'd rather live while I'm living instead of worry about heaven. Glory to God, heaven is there. I'm glad. I believe Jesus emphasizes eternal life more than he emphasizes heaven. He preached more on hell than he does on heaven. He warned about hell more than he... You know, you don't have to tell anything good about heaven. It's already good. You can't think of anything bad about heaven. You can't think... But glory to God, I'm glad you can think of a lot of bad things. You better tell people about hell, because hell awaits those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus emphasizes eternal life, not heaven. Look at John chapter 10. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. He didn't say, I'm going to tell them how to go to heaven. I'm going to give you eternal life. Jesus, I want to go to heaven. I'm giving you eternal life. I want you to tell me how to go to heaven. I'm giving you eternal life. Glory to God. If you have the witness of the Spirit, that's a wonderful thing. If you don't have the witness of the Spirit, you know, he lives within. Because say, preacher, I have the witness of the Spirit. And you say, I don't know what you're talking about. Talk to grandma or somebody.